This is the Truth Network.
Death, quarantines, suffering, sickness, dead bodies. It's out there. People are frightened. People are anxious. People are not hugging and shaking hands. And it's a struggle. I'm Stu Epperson. And on the show today, I wanted to bring you some hope amid the chaos. And I wanted to talk to an evangelist, a guy who's been one of my dear friends for so long. This whole interview was set up in a perfectly sterile context where no one's touching anything and no one's near anyone, and all the appropriate precautions have been taken, and plenty of Lysol, believe me. Alex McFarland, a longtime friend, a longtime Truth Network partner. He's on so many other networks with the good news of Christ. He's an author of a bunch of best-selling books. He's just been a great friend. And Alex, you've led a lot of folks to Christ in the culture, and you've seen a lot of things. You've seen Wall Street crash. You've seen 9/11. We were together during all, you know, all this stuff that's gone on. This talk about, as an evangelist, your whole life has changed. You're normally speaking in front of thousands of people, you know, going all around the world with your conferences, apologetics conferences, debating on college campuses. You'll debate the atheist at the big, you know, Ivy League school or wherever. Well, things are a little different for you now. Can you talk about the biggest adjustments for you and maybe parlay that into some hope and encouragement for our listeners out there?
Well, thanks, Stu. It's great to be with you. And my goodness, if I told you what you mean to me personally and what you and your family mean to the kingdom of God, that would take up the whole time. I will say this. Since the first week of March, my calendar, March, April, May, June, has all been either canceled or postponed. So that's been a big change, because normally the spring, I had a number of conferences and colleges and places I was speaking. So on the one hand, this has really forced me to trust Jesus rather than my speaking calendar, because I look, and if I've got, you know, a dozen dates in a month, and I think, okay, I'll preach and I'll get this amount of income. Angie and I have really had to say, okay, Lord, you're our source. But the other thing is, the Bible says that God's strength is made perfect in our weakness, or God's strength is most visibly demonstrated in our time of weakness. And Stu, by doing YouTube videos, digital content, being on your radio network, and in inviting people to interact with us, we may potentially, now think about this, in the month of March 2020, we probably saw, when it's all tallied, as many people saved in the month of March as we would have seen in the entire year of being on the road, merely by talking to people via social media, internet, radio, and so on.
You did a big call last night. Everyone could call in and go on your Facebook page, and they could watch a presentation of the gospel, engaging folks and all that. That's interesting you said that, because, you know, you could have kind of tucked it in, said, you know, I'm going to go hide out. I'm going to drop out of sight when the economy's better, when the job market's better, when a little more money's coming in, then I'm going to get back into my evangelism work, Alex. But you have taken this, and you're still out there spreading the good news of Christ. But you're doing it safely and carefully, and you're honoring the all the different laws and things like that, which we need to do. But talk about the need for people to seize this moment for such a time as this. Maybe the Lord's coming back even sooner now. Yeah. And there's so many people that are down. If you don't have Christ in this culture right now, you can be the eternal optimist, but you don't have eternal life coming to you in heaven forever. That's got to be a bad situation. But how can our listeners leverage this like you have to lead people to Christ?
Oh, great question. You know, Jesus said to his own disciples, don't say 3 months until the harvest, but look now, the fields are white unto harvest. So I'd ask people to pray and think about a couple of things, a friend or a neighbor or a coworker who needs a word of encouragement. Try to steer them to think about Christ and share the gospel. But Stu, maybe as people are quarantined and look, hey, we're all going to die at some point, or Christ is going to come back. Maybe there needs to be somebody you reach out to and do some fence mending, and a relationship that needs to be restored. And so we love the fact that Christ restores our relationship with God, but maybe we need to have the full blessing and favor of God. We need to restore some relationships with each other. So use these times. What we have an opportunity. And in a way, in the busy, busy noise of life, aren't you glad that I'm sorry it's the coronavirus that's had to do it, but the whole wide world right now is a little bit at a standstill. Isn't this really a bit of a great opportunity?
Yeah, all those times you complain about, you know, I just don't have enough time to do blank, 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 blank. Well, guess what? Here it is. Now, I want you to react to this poem. It's called We've All Been Exposed. It's from a ministry called The Alliance, and it's a lady named Sarah Bournes. And I think this poem exposed me, Alex. I want you to comment on it. Can I read it to you? Then you comment. Okay. We've all been exposed, not necessarily to the virus. We've all been exposed by the virus. Corona is exposing us, exposing our weak sides, our dark sides, exposing what normally lays far beneath the surface of our souls, hidden by the invisible masks we wear, now exposed by the paper masks we can't hide far enough behind. Corona is exposing our addiction to comfort, our obsession with control, our compulsion to hoard, our protection of self. It's peeling back our layers, tearing down our walls, revealing our illusions, leveling our best laid plans. Corona is exposing the gods we worship. Our health, our hurry, our sense of security, our favorite lies, our secret lusts, our mistraced trust, our misplaced trust. Corona is calling everything into question. What is the church without a building? What is my worth without an income? How do we plan without certainty? How do we love despite risk? Corona is exposing me, my mindless numbing, my endless scrolling, my careless words, my fragile nerves. We've all been exposed, our junk laid bare, our fears made known, the Band-Aid is torn, the masquerade done. So what now? What's left? Clean hands, clear eyes, tender hearts. What Corona reveals, God can heal. Come, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me.
Wow, that's very convicting, isn't it? Very convicting.
Whoa.
And do you know what? We need to think about this because here in the West, I mean, we have our house, cars, clothes, good food. For years now, we've eaten in restaurants, and in 1 week, most Americans have more sumptuous food than people in developing nations would eat their entire life. And suddenly, all of that hangs in the balance. Stuart reminds me of this. They say when the Titanic was going down, when the ship first hit the iceberg, people were grabbing jewelry and art objects and things like that. As it became more and more clear that the Titanic was going to sink, people were begging, here, I'll give you these diamonds if I can have an orange or an apple. I'm going to need some citrus fruit. Here's this jewelry. Just please let me have some food or a place in the lifeboat. And there at the end, people were dropping everything. Because let me just say this. All that we have in this world is Jesus. You could have billions of dollars, but if you don't have Christ, you're bankrupt. Conversely, you could be destitute, poor, with a terminal illness, and if you've got Jesus, you're rich. This is the irony. The born-again believer with a terminal illness is actually healthier than the lost man whose body is whole. The Christian who's dirt poor is richer than the celebrity who's unsaved. So if there's one takeaway from this, Jesus is our source. And with Jesus, we really have all we truly, truly need.
Amen. That's awesome. What a dear word. Alex McFarland, good friend, awesome author, man of God, preacher. We've been together a long time in the ministry, serving Christ, 2 decades, and he's been a huge friend and fan and supporter of all my books. He just interviewed me on your show, which is called Truth and New Generation, and you're on this Exploring the Word show on AFR. Sure. Wonderful Christian radio folks with hundreds of stations. Tell everyone about those two shows real quick and how they can find you online.
Well, thanks very much. Just my name, alexmcfarland.com, M-C-F-A-R-L-A-N-D, alexmcfarland.com. We're very blessed to be 6 days a week on the American Family Radio Network throughout all the country, and they have an app called AFR.net, too. And then we're on the Truth Network, praise God, with TNG Radio. And, I got to tell you, 2 decades ago when our mutual friend, introduced us, I had no idea what an amazing springboard it would be to share the gospel with millions of people. But at any rate, I just love and respect you. And let's make a promise to God and each other that as long as we're in this world, till we see Christ or till we leave this world, we're going to do more than ever to fulfill Christ's great commission.
That's awesome. A man who's inviting people into a relationship with Christ everywhere he goes, through pen, through pulpit, through preaching to young people, through online, alexmcfarland.com. Listen to him. Listen to his programs. Alex, thanks for your encouragement. Friends, look up. The King is coming back. In the meantime, who are we taking with us to heaven? If you know Christ, then you need to make him known. If you don't know Christ, you need to trust him today. He is your only hope in a dark and dying world. And he came. He loved you so much. He laid his life down for you, so you could live forever with him. Get a Bible, read it, and listen to more programs on this network or station or podcast. podcast or wherever you're hearing this program, and be encouraged because Jesus Christ is on his throne. I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillow. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.